and it was an exciting game for sure.
Hard not to get gassed in that 3-on-3?
A little bit. You know, it's far back if you miss a shot. And like you saw, there's a lot of 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s and breakaways. So it was exciting. I like that kind of game, but for sure a little bit tired after that.
Do you feel more comfortable this year than you did in your exhibition games last year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I kind of knew what to expect. But I also knew that it was going to be tough. No matter if it's preseason or this year, last year. So, you know, I came into camp this year, felt confident, and trying to go out there every night and do my best. So,
your initial reaction for 3-on-3 is you're a fan?
For sure.
If you reflect on your game, what parts of it do you think that you need to up if you want to make the NHL?
Well, there's still some small changes that I have to make, defensive zone, offensive as well, where to stand when the puck gets behind the net and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I felt really good out there today. I could use my speed to kind of do what I do best, get around the defenseman and get the puck on the net. And the defensive part, you know, it went really good today. But there's still some changes that I have to make, and I felt comfortable playing the game that the Jets play, so it's exciting.
Yeah, Paul's talked about you not being overly familiar with their system. How do you feel that you're coming along?
I felt great today. I think that I played the game, and it was exciting.
I asked you this last year after every one of your games. You're a video hockey guy. What's your ranking that you give yourself out of 100 for that game? How'd you play? Give me a number.
I'd probably say, you know, I felt really good today. I'd probably say around 75, 80. I also know that there's a lot of things that I can do better. And that's what I got the next 2 weeks for. So it's exciting to be here with all the other guys and kind of get used to it and just going out there and playing the game.